It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Krimer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Thank you very much. Well, yet another black-controlled manganese mine is being built in South Africa's richly endowed Kalahari Manganese Basin.
You know, the normal formula for BEE and black economic empowerment is that first 14%, that the deadline was 2010, and now 26% for 2014. But that doesn't apply in the Kalahari, quite interestingly. You know, the last four startups there have been black-controlled, either 50% or 51%. Mm. It started off with the Kalahari, and that is really run by black women, you can say, Daphne Mashili and Nkosi. I mean, she was at the class of 76 in Soweto during those riots, and you know, now doing an underground mining stint plus a sinter plant and talking about a smelter at Kuga. And then Chipi Borwa, that is led by Sakhe Makazoma, former Robben Island detainee, and of course deputy chairman of the Standard Bank now, and also in control there, the United Manganese of the Kalahari, although the Russians are in there with Renova, they're in as a 49%, 51% is Black Economic Empowerment Partners. So now, with the first blast going for the new Kudumani mine, the 1.5 billion rand Kudumani opened this week, we see the same formula, you know, 51% black controlled. And the leading figure that pops up there is someone very familiar to the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the former SABC head Zwelakhe Sisulu.
Wow.
And of course, the name Sisulu resounds all around South Africa. And this is a very interesting one, because the strong partnership here with the 49% in that deal is the Japanese, with Hirotaka Suzuki, very impressive individual there, who his company privately owned already has two smelters in China and another one being built in Malaysia. But he, interestingly, is talking about also putting a smelter plant, which would require a lot of electricity, inland in the Northern Cape near the Kalahari for all the low-grade manganese. So it's just interesting to see that with these startups in the Kalahari, they're really black-led.
But also, Martin, the first major step has now been taken towards the realization of an ambitious new South African dream, the local manufacture of fuel cells.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about fuel cells on this program and how the opportunity exists and the windows wide open for hundreds and thousands of jobs to be created by creating a new industry, the manufacture of fuel cells. And of course, Anglo Platinum, which is intricately involved, because the platinum is essential there. It's unsubstitutable in these fuel cells. So they're very keen to get this going. And that's why we see that this week they launched their own fuel cell powered locomotive. So we haven't seen that in South Africa, where the locomotive is normally battery driven or diesel driven, now fuel cell driven. This could be the start of the demand build up, you know. And we've always been saying that the fuel cells could be the new engine of our cars. Well, that has been slow in coming. But if they can do things with locomotives, and why have them there? Because they are environmentally friendly. You know, this creates the electricity from the hydrogen gas. The only byproduct is water, so which is very benign. It is very much part of the green economy, this low carbon world that we're entering into. And South Africa, because of the background with having the lion's share of platinum, as we've said before, could be the front runner here. And we see that already there are moves with Anglo Platinum leading the way by using these fuel cells for locomotion, the first being tested this week and more to follow. And there are a multiplicity of products that could use fuel cells, and South Africa could well get in on the ground floor here.
Another interesting one. The state is back in steel thanks to the SCOR deal. And this is interesting because the state has been wanting to get back here for a while.
That's right. You know, Anglo-American, the former owner of SCOR Metals in Germiston, a long-standing steel product producer, has now done a deal with the Industrial Development Corporation, 3.4 billion rand deal, where they are leading new ownership of this very important resource that is in steel production. It is possibly also very transformational, because we can see the partners there, Shanduka Resources, Cyril Ramaphosa, and also Sipho Phetnyane with the Nzingwa Holdings. So there is a strong BE element, and there probably is going to be a strong transformational element there. But we see this being led by the RDC, and that could be significant. They haven't spelt out exactly what their intentions are, or whether this is linked to the Department of trade and industry's ambition to make sure that we get a developmental steel price.
Yeah.
You know, that's still to come out. But in the meantime, the competition authorities and everything are going to still have to approve this deal. But we can throw our minds back to the time when, you know, steel was a state industry here.
ISCO.
You know, it was ISCO, and how that got unbundled. And when it did get unbundled in 2001, there was a cost plus three charge for the iron ore going from Kumba to ArcelorMittal. ArcelorMittal never quite met its obligation because they were supposed to give us a developmental steel price because they were getting developmentally priced iron ore. That never happened, and we know that there have been court cases and all sorts of things around that now. And so perhaps there could be some sort of link drawn here, and this new SCOR deal could play a role, but we can't see anything yet.
Very interesting. Well, we'll be monitoring that one, keeping our eyes very, very closely glued on that particular one. Martin, let's thank you very much for coming through today.
It's a great pleasure, Kalani.
Thanks indeed. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.